हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् अथ सप्तमोऽध्यायः ओके बिफोर् सेवेन्थ् चाप्टर् सप्तमोऽध्यायः रिमेम्बर् शुम्बा निशुम्बा आर् द डीमन्स् लीडर्स् and their servants are Chandamunda. First they send Dhumralochana. He was killed along with their army, his army. In the seventh chapter, Chanda and Munda are sent by Sumba and Nishumba. Okay, so how many have been killed now? Madhu, Kaitaba, Mahishasura's army, Mahishasura, Dhumralochana. Five have been slain with the big armies. Now we are going to see Chandamunda Vada. In seventh chapter. So, Dhumralochana also is sent by Shumba, Nishumba, and Chandamunda are also sent by Shumba, Nishumba. Don't forget this. Okay. Dhyayeyam Ratna Pithe Shuka Kala Pathitam Shunvatim Syamalangim. Dhyana Shlokam is very important also. Dhyayeyam Ratna Pithe Shuka Kala Pathitam Shrinvatim Syamalangim Nyastai Kangrim Saroje Shashi Shakaladharam Vallakim Vadayantim Nyastaikangrim Saroje Shashi Shakaladharam Vallakim Vadayantim Dhyayeyam Ratna Pithe Shuka Kala Pathitam Shrinvatim Syamalangim Nyastaikangrim Saroje Shashi Shakaladharam Vallakim Vadayantim Kahlarabadhamalam Niyamita Vilasacholikam Raktavastram Kahlarabadhamalam Niyamita Vilasacholikam Raktavastram Matangim Matangim Shankhapatram Matangim Shankhapatram Madhura Madhumadam Chitrakodbhasibhalam Matangim Shankhapatram Madhura Madhumadam Chitrakodbhasibhalam. Okay. Dhyayeyam Ratna Pithe Shuka Kala Pathitam Shunvatim Shyamalangim Nyastai Kangrim Saroje Shashi Shakaladharam Vallakim Vadayantim Kahlarabadhamalam Niyamita Vilasacholikam Raktavastram Matangim Shankhapatram Madhura Madhumadam Chitrakodbhasibhalam. Okay, so here Dhyayeyam. Dhyayeyam is a ling verb. Dhyayami, I meditate. So Dhyayeyam also, may I meditate. So, may I meditate? You can take it as I meditate also. So, I meditate upon Jayayam, first person. Naan Dhyanippenaha angaradam, Dhyanikkiren ennu eduthukalam. You can take it as I meditate on. I meditate upon whom Matangim. Matangim Dhyayami. Aham Matangim Dhyayeyam. Aham is understood. Matangim Dhyayeyam. Dhyayami. May I meditate upon Devi Matangi. Matangi, she's called, Devi is called Matangi because she's the son, daughter of Matanga Muni. Matanga Munihe Putri Matangi. She's called Matangi. So, Matangim, Irandavadu Vetrume, Matangiyai, Matangi nominative, Matangim objective case. Matangim Dhyayayam. And which sort of Matangi, he said? Shankhapatram. Madhura Madhumadam. Chitrakodbhasi Balam. Ratnapite Shukakala Patitam. Shunvatim. Shyamalangim, Nesta Ekangrim, Saroje. Okay, we'll see one by one. So, Matangim Jayayam. First we see Ratna Pithe. Ratna Pithe means Peetham means a seat, a throne. Peetham, seat, a throne, studded with gems. Ratna Peethe, we understand. Ratna Peethe Upasthitam. It is not there, we have to supply the word. So I meditate upon Matangi, who is seated, sitting upon a gem-studded seat. We're sitting on a gem-studded seat. Ratna Pite Upasthita is not there. I'm adding supplying word just to make it easy. Next word. Shukakala Pachitam Shunvatim. Shuka Kala Patitam Shunvati. So she, I meditate upon Matangi Devi, Matangi, the daughter of Matanga Muni, sitting on a seat studded with gems. A seat of gems. Next. Shuka Kala Patitam Shunvati. Shunvati, Chatruanta Shabda. Like Shunvan, listening, Ketkin Ravan. Shunvati, Ketkin Raval. Shunvatim, she who is listening. I meditate upon Matangi, who is listening to Shuka Kala Patitam. Shuka means parrot. Shuka means parrot. Shuka Kala Patitam. Sounds of the parrot. Patitam means, you can take the words of the parrots. She who is listening to the words of the parrot. Means the sounds of parrot. Shuka Kala Patitam. Shukakala Patitam Shunvati. She who's listening to the words of parrots, the sounds of parrots. Shukakala Patitam Shunvati. Next, third one. Shyamalangi. Shyamalam Angam Yasyaha Sa Shyamalangi. Shyamalam Angam Yasyaha Sa Shyamalangi. So she whose body is of the dark complexion. Shyamalamna, black. Shyamalam Angam Yasyaha Shyamalangi. So she who is of dark complexion. She whose body is of dark complexion. Or she who is of dark complexion limbs. She who is of the limbs of dark complexion, or she who is of the body of dark complexion, Shyamalangi. So, Matangim, Shyamalangim, Shukakala Patitam Shunvatim, Ratnapite Stitam Matangim, Aham Jayami, Jayayam. The next. Nyastha Ekangri Saroje. Nyastha Ekangri Saroje. Nyastha Ekangri Saroje. Means Nyastam Eka Angri Saroje Yaya. Nyastam Eka Angri Saroje Yaya. She is Nyastai Kangri Saroja. Means, Sarojam means lotus. She who has one foot placed on a lotus. She who has placed her one foot on a lotus. She who has placed her one foot on a lotus. Or she who has one foot resting upon a lotus is called a Nyastha Eka Angri Saroja. Saroje. 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 Nyastam Ekam Angri. Saroje Nyastam Ekam Angri Yaya. Nyastai Kangri Saroje. Okay. She who has one foot placed upon a lotus. Okay. Next. Shashi Shakaladhara. Shashi Shakaladhara Vallakim Vadayantim. Shashi Shakaladhara. See, Shashi means moon, Shakalam means crescent moon, crescent of the moon. Dharati ya, Shashi, Shashinaha, Shakalam, Dharati ya, Shashi Shakaladhara. So, she who emitted upon Matangi, who wears a crescent moon upon her head, or she who has crescent moon upon her head is understood. Shashi Shakaladhara. Shakaladhara. Shashi Shakaladhara. Now, Vallaki. The word Vallaki has two meanings. One meaning is Veena. Vallaki, one meaning out of Vallaki means Veena. So Vallakim Vadayantim means she who is Vadayati means, Vadayati is playing. Vadayati plays, Vadayanti, Shatrunda Shabda. Vadayan, Vasikindravan, Vadayanti, Vasikindraval. So, Vallakim Vadayantim means she who is playing Veena. Then, Kahlarabaddha Malam. See, Kahlara means white lily. White water lily is called Kahlara. இந்த வெண் சம்பங்கிமாங்க. ஓகே, கஹ்லார மீன்ஸ் ஒயிட் வாட்டர் லில்லி இஸ் கால்ட் கஹ்லார. கஹ்லார ஆபத்த மாலா, ஆபத்த டைடு, மாலா காலண்ட். கஹ்லார, கஹ்லாராபத்த மாலா, வி நாட் மீனிங் தி காலண்ட் மேட் ஆஃப் வாட்டர் லில்லி, ஒயிட் லில்லிஸ். We say she who is endowed with the garland of white lilies. Kahlarabaddha mala means she who wears garland of white lilies. Okay, kahlarabaddha mala. Then niyamita vilasat cholikam raktavas, niyamita vilasat cholikam. Niyamita vilasat cholikam. நியமித்த விலசத் சோலிகா, விலசத் ஷைனிங், சோலிகா பிளவுஸ், நியமித்த மேட்சிங். சோ நியமித்த ஹாஸ் டூ மீனிங், ஒன் இஸ் மேட்சிங் அப்ரோப்ரியேட். நியமித்த ஆல்சோ மீன்ஸ் கேன் பி டேக்கன் லைக் லிட்ரலி இட் கேன் பி டேக்கன் ஆஸ் நியமித்த மீன்ஸ் மேட்சிங். ஓகே, நியமித்த விலசச்சோலிகா அண்ட் ரத்தவஸ்திரா. சோ ஷீ ஹூ இஸ் இன் red dress with a matching blouse or with the appropriate blouse. She who shines in red sari or a dress with suitable blouse. Niyamitha vilasat cholikam, she who shines in red sari with appropriate blouse or suitable blouse. Niyamitta vilasat cholikam raktavastram. The next one, shankhapatram. Shankham means conch. Shankaha means conch. So shankham, shankaha patram yasyaha. சா சங்கபாத்ரா. சோ சங்கபாத்ரா மீன்ஸ் ஷீ ஹூ ஹாஸ் கான்ச், ஷீ ஹூ ஹாஸ் அ கண்டெய்னர், கான்ச் ஆஸ் அ கண்டெய்னர், ஷீ ஹூ ஹாஸ் கான்ச் ஆஸ் தி கண்டெய்னர், ஆர் ஷீ ஹூ இஸ் எண்டோட் வித் கண்டெய்னர் மேட் ஆஃப் கான்ச். சங்கால் செய்யப்பட்ட பாத்திரம், ஆர் சங்கையே பாத்திரமாக கொண்டவள், சங்கபாத்ரா. சங்கஹா பாத்ரம் யஸ்யாஹ சா சங்கபாத்ரா. நெக்ஸ்ட், மதுர மதுமதாம் சித்ரக உத்பாசி பாலாம். சி பாலா, ஃபர்ஸ்ட் லெட்டர் ஒன் வேர்ட், தட் இஸ் அ லாங் காம்பவுண்ட். மதுர மதுமதாம் சித்ரக உத்பாசி பாலாம். ஆல் தி வேர்ட்ஸ் ஆர் அன் ஆப்ஜெக்டிவ் கேஸ், மேக் அ நோட். தேவி இஸ் மதுர மதுமதாம் சித்திரகோத்பாசி பாலா. சித்திரக உத்பாசி பாலாம், சித்திரக உத்பாசி, உத்பாசி உ உத்பாசி பாலாம், சித்திரக உத்பாசி பாலாம், சித்திரக உத்பாசி பாலாம், பால 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 ஆக்சுவலி மீன்ஸ் ஃபோர்ஹெட். உத்பாசி பாலா மீன்ஸ் ஷைனிங் ஃபோர்ஹெட். உத்பாசி மீன்ஸ் விளங்குகின்ற. உத்பாசி உத்பாசத்தே மீன்ஸ் ஷைன்ஸ். உத்பாசத்தே ஷைன்ஸ். உத்பாசி ஷைனிங். சித்திரகம் சித்திரக மீன்ஸ் ஸ்பாட் டாட் குங்கு ஸ்பாட். She who shines, she whose forehead shines with the spot. She whose forehead shines with the spot. She whose forehead shines with the spot. Spot of pigment. A red pigment. She whose forehead shines with the red. A spot of red pigment. Okay. And madhura madhumadam, madhura madhumadam. Madhu means sweet. Madhu means honey. Madhu means sweet also. Sweet. Madhu means sweet, pleasant. Madhura also means madhu, sweet. Madhura, pleasant, charming. Madhumat means she who has. So she make a note, literally the word madhu means sweet and honey, etc. I want to understand madhu madha. Madhu madha. Madhu madha means intoxicating. Intoxicating. Madhura sweet. So madhura madhu madam. Literally we can take madhu madha as one word. Intoxicating is madhumad. Madhumada means intoxicating. Madhura madhumad means sweet intoxicating. So, but she, madhura madhumad yasyaha sa madhura madhumada. So, she who has sweet intoxicating fragrance. See, madhu madha is a single, the masculine gender word. Madhumada means feminine gender. Madhura madhumada means she who has sweet intoxicating fragrance is madhura madhumada tam. Second case, madhura madhumadam. She who has sweet intoxicating fragrance is madhura madhumada. மயக்குகின்ற இனிமையான மனத்தை உடையவள் மதுர மதுமதாம். மதுமதக மாஸ்குலின் ஜெண்டர், மதுமதா ஃபெமினின் ஜெண்டர். ஷீ ஹூ ஹாஸ் ஸ்வீட் இன்டாக்சிகேட்டிங் ஃப்ரேக்ரன்ஸ் மதுர மதுமதாம். செகண்ட் கேஸ் மதுமதா மாஸ்குலின் நாமினேட்டிவ், மதுமதாம் ஆப்ஜெக்டிவ் கேஸ். மதுர மதுமதாம் சித்திரக உத்பாசி பாலாம். சித்திரக்கம் எடுத்துட்ட பியூட்டிஃபுல் ஷைனிங் ஸ்பாட் ஆஃப் ரெட் பிக்மெண்ட். ஷீ ஹூஸ் ஃபோர்ஹெட் இஸ் ஷைனிங் வித் த பியூட்டிஃபுல் ஸ்வீட் பிக்மெண்ட், சாரி ரெட் பிக்மெண்ட். நவ் யூ காட் ஆல் தி வேர்ட்ஸ். So, how you should say now? Aham Ratna Peethe Shukakala Patitam Shunvatim Shyamalangim Nyastai Kangri Saroje Hishakaladara Vallakim Vadayantim Kahlara Baddha Malam Nimitta Vilasat Cholikam Raktavastram Shankha Patram Madhura Madhumadam சித்திரகோத்பாசி பாலா மாதங்கீம் தியாயேயம். இஸ் இட் கிளியர் நவ்? கிளியர், யா, ஓகே. பிளீஸ் மேக் அ நோட். மதுமதஹ மாஸ்குலின் ஜெண்டர், மதுமதா ஃபெமினின் ஜெண்டர். Because the word separately, madhu means honey, sweet, pleasant. But madhumad, madhumadaha means intoxicating. We have to say intoxicating what? We have to say pregnant, not any other. Madhumada means it can mean any liquor also. Anything intoxicating is madhumada. But here we have to take it as fragrance because madhura, sweet, not unpleasant. So she who is of intoxicating sweet fragrance, madhura madhumada, chitraka udbhasi bhalam, matangim aham dhyayeyam. Okay.
Vallakim, you have described for me.
The vallakim vadayati. Vallakim, it's a common compound word, super different. Vallakim vadayati. Veenam vadayati. Vallakim means veena. வல்லகீம் வாதயதி இதி வல்லகீம் வாதயந்தி. சி வல்லகி வாதயந்தி இஸ் நாட் அ காம்பவுண்ட் வேர்ட், இட்ஸ் டூ செப்பரேட் வேர்ட்ஸ். வல்லகீம் வீணையை மீட்டுகின்றவளை, வல்லகீம் வாதயந்தீம் மாதங்கீம் அகம் தியாயேயம். மே ஐ மெடிடேட் அப்பான் மாதங்கி ஹூ இஸ் பிளேயிங் வீணா. வாதயந்தி வாத வாசிக்கின்றவளை, வீணையை வாசிக்கின்றவளை நான் தியானிக்கிறேன்.
Okay. So there are two meanings for that. What is the other one, Swami?
Vallakim. Yeah, one meaning is, one first meaning only we take. Perfect. Other meaning we don't take, Prabhuji, because it goes with the veena, the vadayanti.
Okay, Swami. Thank you.
It goes with the word vadayanti. Therefore, we have to take it as veena only. Okay. Vallaki also means another plant, another thing, but it doesn't suit here. Okay. Hope you got it. See, vallaki also means another plant, but vallaki, valli means creeper. But here doesn't suit. a plant. So vallaki means veena. Vallakim vadayati iti vallakim vadayantim matangim. Okay. Second, Om Rishiruvacha Agnyaptaste tato daityas chandamunda purogamaha. Because I have taken a lot of time to tell you this Madhura Madhumada, because the Madhumadaha itself means intoxicating. That's why I had to be very careful. Madhumada is stealing a shabda. Okay. Next, we'll go to the words. Om Rishiruvacha Agnyaptaste tato daityas chandamunda purogamaha. Today we have to do a lot. Quickly we'll do something at least. I took a lot of time for doing this verse. Agnyaptaste tato daityas chandamunda purogamaha chaturanga balopeta chaturanga balopeta yayurabhyudyata yudhaha. Okay. Now, agyaptaha. Agyaptaha means those who have been commanded. Commanded. Agyaptaha. Those who have been commanded. Chandamunda purogamaha. Te daityaha. Chandamunda purogamaha. Chandamunda purogamaha means te daityaha, those demons having chanda and munda at the forefront. Chandamunda purogamaha. People, those demons who had chanda and munda as the leaders. Leaders and who have been commanded by Chaturanga Bala Upetaha. Chaturanga Bala Upetaha means Upetaha, those who are endowed with, those who are with Kudiyavarhal, those who are endowed with Chaturanga Balam. Four divisions. Chaturanga Balam means, Balam means army. Chaturanga Balam means those who are endowed with four divisions of the army. So, te daityaha, te avargal, those demons endowed with the four divisions of army, having Chanda and Munda as their leaders, then Abhyudyata ayudaha. Abhyudyata ayudaha. Abhyudyata ayudaha. Abhyudyata ayudaha means what? Though again ended with weapons. Abhyudyata means holding weapons. Abhyudyata means hold. Though held. Abhyudyata held. Abhyudyata ayudaha means holding weapons. Tataha yayuhu. Tataha from there. Yayuhu means gatavantaha. They left. They left from there. Okay. They left from there. Which means now we know, remember this previous episode. The Shumbha was very angry and he called Chanda and Munda to go and fight against Devi. So now they will not go alone. So the big army of demons, te daityaha, all those huge gangs of demons, all demons, te daityaha, all those demons, chandamunda purogamaha, having chanda and munda as the leaders. முன்வைத்தவர்கள் சண்டமுண்டர்களை முன்வைத்து சண்டமுண்ட புரோகமாக ஹேவிங் சண்டா முண்டா அஸ் லீடர்ஸ் இன் த ஃபோர் ஃப்ரண்ட் ஆக்யப்தாக கமாண்டட் பை சும்பா அண்ட் என்டர்ட் வித் ஃபோர் டிவிஷன்ஸ் ஆஃப் four divisions of their army. Holding weapons there, they left from there. Yayuhu, they had left. Tataha, from there. Okay. Next, Swardham. Who Swardha getting very close? We can understand now. Okay. Agnyaptaste tato daityas chandamunda purogamaha. Chaturanga balopeta yayurabhyudyata yudaha. Next. Dadrushuste tato devim ishadhasam yavasthitam simhasyopari shailendra shringe mahati kanchane. Dadrushuste tato devim ishadhasam yavasthitam simhasyopari shailendra shringe mahati kanchane. Dadrushuste tato devi mishadhasam yavasthitam simhasyopari shailendra shringe mahati kanchane. Now tato, vidyate tato, tataha, tataha, thereafter, te, dadrushus te, that te is a te, tataha, thereafter, they, those demons, mahati kanchane, shailendra shringe, Mahati Kanchane Shailendra Shringe. See, Shringaha means peak. Shailendra means the king of mountains, the lord of mountains is Shailendra. Shailam means mountain. Shailam means mountain. Is it Parvati's name is Shailaja? Malai Mahal. Parvati's name is Shailaja because daughter of a mountain. But Shailam means mountain. Tirupati is called Sri Shailam. Seshadri, Venkatachala. So many names are there. Shailam means mountain. And Shailendra means the lord of mountains. Let there be hundreds and thousands of mountains worldwide. In India, we always say Himalaya is the lord of all mountains. We don't accept other mountains as the lord of other mountains. Our mountain is a great mountain because many Mahatmas lived there. Veda Shastra, Vedic Dharma survived there. Ganga flows from there. Therefore, Shailendraha means king of all mountains, the lord of all mountains, Shailendraha. Malagilukku Thalaivan. And the Shailendrasya Shringaha, the peak of Shailendra, the mountain, Himalaya, is called Shailendra Shringaha. And that, the peak of the king of mountains, which is also what now? Very big, Mahat, Mahan, big, very big. Also, Kanchanam's golden. So, Mahati Kanchane Shailendra Shringe Simhasya Upari. Now, they saw Devi. Let me tell you what it is. Tataha, thereafter, those demons, Devim Dadrushuhu. Those demons saw Devi. Devim Dadrushuhu. Dadrushuhu Apashyan Drishtavantaha. Te Asuraha. Tataha, thereafter, Devim Dadrushuhu, they had seen Devi. Devim Drishtavantaha, Devim Apashyan. Where did they see Devi? It is said, which Devi? Devi Ishadhasam, Ishadhasam. Ishatna koncha little. Hasaha means smile. Ha ha ha, not Ishat. Just a smile is called Ishadhasaha. Ishadhasaha yasyaha. Sa Ishadhasa. Ishadhasaha yasyaha. Siru siripudan irupaval. Siriya siripudan irupaval. Punnakudan irupaval. Ishadhasaha yasyaha. Sa Ishadhasa. So they saw Devi with a smile. Ishadhasa means smiling Devi. Devi with a smile. They, those demons, saw Devi with a smile. Little smile. They saw Devi with a little smile or with a smile. Ishadhasa means with a smile. Ishadhasam Devi. Dadrishu. So Vyavasthitam. So she was sitting. They saw Devi with the smile. Vyavasthitam sitting, remaining where Simhasya Upari on lion. They saw Devi placed on lion, sitting on lion. They saw Devi with the smile sitting on lion. And where is that lion? Shailendra Shringe Simhasya Upari. Shailendra Shringe. They saw Devi sitting on this lion on the peak of the Himalayan mountain. How is Himalayan mountain? The gold, big, shining, golden peak of the Himalayan mountain. They saw Devi sit with a smile sitting on the lion. Is it clear now? Okay. Piragu avargal periya thanga mayamaga irukkindra Himayamalayinudaiya uchil சிங்கத்தின் மேல் மந்தஹாசத்துடன் புன்னகுடன் இருக்கின்ற தேவியை அவர்கள் கண்டார்கள். இஸ் தி மீனிங். தே ததஹா ஈஷத்தாசாம் மகதி காஞ்சனே சைலசங்கே சிம்மஸ்யோபரி விவஸ்திதாம் தேவீம் தே ததிருஷு. இஸ் இட் கிளியர்? Next, Devi, how Devi is, where is Devi? She is on the top peak of the Himalayan mountain, big mountain, which is a golden mountain, king of all mountains. There on the top of the thing, there is a lion, and the lion, she is sitting with a smile. Vangada, vanga, pakra, vanga. She is sitting there. These brothers are seeing from here, okay. Te drishtva tam samadatum udyamam chakrurujyataha. Te drishtva tam samadatum udyamam chakrurujyataha. Akrishta chapasidharas tathan yetat samipagaha. Te drishtva tam samadatum உத்யமம் சக்ருருத்யதாஹ ஆக்ருஷ்ட சாபாசிதராஸ் ததான்யேதத் சமீபகாஹ. Now, உத்யதாஹ தே, உத்யதாஹ. Now, those demons, how are they? Highly enthusiastic. உத்யதாஹ தே, உத்யதாஹ means those effortful, enthusiastic, those demons, enthusiastic demons, effortful demons, udyataha te, tam drishtva, having seen that Devi, having seen her, tam drishtva, having seen that Devi, those demons, those asuras, having seen the Devi, enthusiastic demons, tam drishtva, having seen her, Tom, her, having seen her, having seen that Devi, Samadatum, Udyamam Chakruhu. Samadatum means to catch, to grab her, to grab. See, Dadati, Samadati, Samadatum. Okay, Samadatum. Some adatum, some prefix, prefix. Samadatum, to grab Devi, grab her. Udyamam chakruhu, udyamam effort, udyamaha effort. Chakruhu had made, they had made effort, means what? They made efforts. Prayatram krittavantaha. Udyamamaha ityukte prayatnaha. Udyamam chakruhu. Udyamam kritavantaha. Prayatnam kritavantaha. So they made efforts to grab Devi having seen her. Udyataha te tam drishtva samadatum udyamam chakruhu. Tatha, similarly, tatha as well. Anye, some other demons, Akrishta chapa asidharaha. Akrishta chapa asidharaha. Akrishta chapa asidharaha means dharaha dharanti. Akrishta chapa asi in dharanti ye. Say akrishta chapa asidharaha. Dharaha means holding those demons, some other demons holding asi knife, bows, chapa bows with, no, with the strings pulled, holding the knives, swords and bows with their strings pulled. Tatsamipagaha. They went near her. They approached her. They went near her. Tat samipa gaha means tasyaha samipam gatavantaha. Kechana. Okay. Anye. Some other demons. So some demons, enthusiastic, having seen her, they tried to grab her. Some demons, holding the knives and bows with the strings pulled, went near her. Akrishta chapa asidharaha tatsamipam gataha. See, chapaha means bow. Akrishta chapaha means having the bow with pulling its string, having the bow with its string pulled is called Akrishta Chap Nana Yetri will. Akrishta Chapasi Dharaha Nanetri Villay Udayavar Hal Kathi Kondavar Hal Akrishta Chapa Asidharaha. Those some other demons holding the bows and holding the knives and bows with their strings pulled, went near her. Tat samipagaha means tasyaha samipam gatavantaha. Tat samipagaha. Okay. Tatah kopam chakaro chair ambika tanarin prati. Avadana. Pakkatu poeta, Devi Sumar pangla. She gets angry. Pardon. Tatah kopam chakaro chair ambika tanari in prati. The Devi Mahatma mudikkana sikkathila andu mudikkirappa namakku nalla devi ulagathukku nalladhu pannanum nam vendikalam sankalpam pannikalam. Tatah kopam chakaro chair ambika tanari in prati. Kopena chasya vadanam mashi varnam abhut tada. Tatah kopam chakaro chairambika tanarin prati. Kopena chasya vadanam mashi varnam abhut tada. Tataha, thereafter, Ambika Devi, Ambika's Devi, Tan Arin Prati. Tan Arin Prati, towards those enemies. Arin, objective for Tan Arin Prati. Tan, avarkalai Arin, pahaivarkalai Prati, Noki. Tan Arin Prati, towards those demons. Uchaihi kopam chakara. Uchaihi kopam chakara. She got very angry. Uchaihi kopam chakara means kupitavati. So, ativa kupitavati. Uchaihi means highly angry. She became highly angry. Uchaihi kopam chakara means she became highly angry. She became very, very angry. Angry towards those enemies. Tan Arin Prati. Arihi means enemy. Arin Prati. And the Pahavala Edirthu avaru kopam kondal. Tataha Ambika Tan Arin Prati Uchaihi Kopam Chakara. Tada, then Kopena, because of anger, Asyaha Vadanam. Her face, Asyaha Vadanam, Ivaludaya Mukham. Asyaha her muk vadanam face mashivarnam abhut. Abhut means abhavat. Abhut abhavat. Her face became black like mashi. Her face turned dark with anger. Because of anger, I'm sorry, kopena, kopatinal, avaludaya muham, mashivarnam abhut, became dark. Mashivarnaha means black, dark. So her face turned black in rage, with rage. So because of anger. Okay. Tatah kopam chakaro chairambika tanarin prati kopena chasya vadanam mashi vanna bhutada. Next, brukuti kutila tasya lalata palaka phalaka drutam. Brukuti kutila tasya lalata phalaka drutam. Kali karala vadana vinishkranta sipashini. Brukuti kutila tasya lalata phalaka drutam kali karala vadana vinishkranta sipashini. Brukuti kutila tasya lalata phalaka drutam kali karala vadana vinishkranta sipashini. Vichitra khatvangadhara vanamala vibhushita vibhushana dvipi charma paridhana sushkamam sati bhairava ati vistara vadana jihvalana bhishana nimagna rakta nayana nada purita dingmukha. We'll see these three words verses together. Okay. All description of Devi when she is angry. First, tasyaha. Now, brukuti kutila tasyaha. That tasyaha her. Avaludaya brukuti tasyaha avaludaya her. Brukuti kutilat. Brukuti kutilat. Due to the scowling of her eyebrows. Due to the scowling of her eyebrows. Brukuti kutilat. Kutilam, brukuti kutilam means sky, scowling of the eyebrows. Scowling of the eyebrows is called brukuti kutilam. Brookuti Kuti lot due to her scowling of the eyebrows because of the reason. What? Okay. She was scowling her eyebrows because of that. Tasyaha Brookuti Kuti lot because of the scowling of her eyebrows. What happened? Let me tell you. Lalata Palakat. Lalata Palakat. Lalata Palakat. From her forehead. Lalata Palakam means from her forehead. Lalata means forehead. Lalata Palakat. From her forehead. From her wide forehead. From her wide forehead. Karala Vadana. Karala Vadana. Karala Vadanam means, Karalam means frightening. Karalam Vadanam Yasyaha. Okay. Let me tell you. Karalam means frightening. Vadanam face. Karala Vadana means she who is of frightening face. She who is of frightening face. Bhayankaramana mukhathai udayaval. Okay. Now Devi, let me tell you. Tasyaha Brukuti Kutilatre due to the scowling of her eyebrows. Then Lalata Palakat. From her wide forehead, Karala Vadana, she who is a frightening face, then Asipashini, Asipashini, Asihi means knife, Asihi, knife. Pashaha means nose, nose, noose. Pashana Kail, Pashaha. Pashaha means the kair, the noose. Ashi Pashini means she who is endowed with knife and sword and Ashihi literally means knife. We can take it as sword also. She who is endowed with sword or knife and noose. Ashi Pashini. So Devi who is of frightening face and who is endowed with knife or sword and nose, Vichitra Katva Angadhara. Vichitra Katva Angadhara. Vichitra means inexplicable. Vichitra, inexplicable. Katvangam. Katu Angam Katvangam. And it's a name of a weapon. Angadhara. She who is endowed with inexplicable weapon called Katvangam. She who is endowed with an inexplicable weapon called Katvangam. Vichitra Katvangadhara. Katvangadhara. Vichitra Katvangadhara. She who is endowed with inexplicable weapon called Katvangam. Then Naramala Vibhushana. Naramala Vibhushana. She who is decked with a garland of heads. Human heads. She who is endowed with a garland of human heads. Naramala Vibhushana. The Dvipi Charma Paridhana. We are seeing a meaning of three verses together. Dvipi Charma Paridhana. Dvipi means tiger. Dvipi Charma means tiger skin. Dvipi means tiger. Dvipi charma means tiger skin. Charma means skin. So, tiger skin. Okay. Paridhana. Paridhana means dress. Garment. Paridhana means, see, why dress is called paridhanam? Paridhanam also means wrapping around. Wrapping around is called wrapping round. Is paridhanam. Paridhanam. Paridadhati means wraps. Paridadhati means wraps. Paridhanam means wrapping. Paridhana means dress. Make a note. Paridhanam, wrapping. Covering, clothing, putting on, dressing. So, paridhana means dress. So, dvipi charma paridhana means she who has tiger skin covering her. Or she who has tiger skin, she who is wrapped in tiger skin. She who is covered by wraps, tiger skin. She who has tiger skin as her garment. Okay. Dvipi charma paridhana. Then shushka mamsa. My God. Shushka mamsa. Correct? Shushkam means dry. Mamsam means flesh. Shushka mamsa means she who has dry flesh. Means what? She who has dry flesh means she who's, because she's has this, she is having the garland of human heads. Therefore, she who has dry flesh. Don't ask me how, why eats na kekadinga. Shushkam means dry. Mamsa means flesh. Shushka mamsa. She who has dry flesh. We don't say she's eating. Okay. She who has. That's all. Okay. Next. Atibhairava. Atibhairava. See, when somebody does something wrong, Devi punishes. The punishment implies killing. So killing not physically. Pain kudurda. So when the wrongdoers are killed, their flesh becomes what? Dry flesh. That's the meaning. So shushka mamsa literally means she who has dry flesh, which means she who destroys the wrongdoers, thereby who has dry flesh around her. Okay. Then atibhairava, all beautiful day, description of Devi. Atibhairava, bhairava means frightening appearance. Bhihi means fear. Bhairava means frightening appearance. Atibhairava means she who is of terribly frightening. She who is of frightening appearance. Very frightening appearance. Atibhairava means she who is of very frightening appearance. Then ativistara vadana means she who is of wide face. Neenga paathirukinga Devi eppadi naaku thongitt irukku. She who is of wide mouth. See, yesterday also I told in the class, I think, I don't know how many of you heard my Bhagavad Gita class. Bhagavan is called 11th chapter. 11th chapter presents big mouth of Bhagavan. And that stand, why? Very frightening mouth. Kala, time factor. Kalaha. That's a destructive time factor. They were very frightening. So, you know, Devi is presented. Nella, if you listen, know what is the punyam you have? Fear will go. Marana bayam will go. In the keta, in kenna punyam na. What is the punyam you get by listening to this? Marana bayam will go from us. Repeat listening, Maranabhayam should go from all of us. We do not even know whether we have Maranabhayam. We do have Maranabhayam. That fear of death will go from us by listening to this. Very nice. That's why ஒரு சர்டன் டிகிரி ஆஃப் மெச்சூரிட்டி இஸ் இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் டு லிசன் டு தீஸ் திங்ஸ், அதர்வைஸ் பீப்புள் கெனாட் அப்ரிஷியேட் இட். இதெல்லாம் என்னமோ காட்டு கதை, சம் தி மே திங் ஃபனி, ரியலி ஸ்பீக்கிங் இட் இஸ் லாட் ஆஃப் மெச்சூரிட்டி. Amazing. I only wonder, amazing how much to teach spirituality, how much they have thought about it. It's all brishis. It's all, they're all written by acharyas, rishis. Authored, we have authorship for this, Puranas. How much thinking has gone in? Okay. Atibhairava. She who is a frightening, very frightening appearance. Then, அதி விஸ்தாரவதனா, ஷீ ஹூ இஸ் ஆஃப் வைட், வெரி ஹைலி வைட் மவுத், ஜிஹ்வா லலன பீஷணா. ஓகே, ஐ டோன்ட் ரெக்கார்ட் லக்ஷ்மி மா திஸ் ஒன், பீப்புள் வில் ஃபைட், ரியலி வில் பி ஃபைட்டன், திஸ் டோன்ட் ரெக்கார்ட் திஸ். சோ ஜிஹ்வா லலன பீஷணா, ஷீ ஹூ இஸ், ஷீ ஹூ, பீஷணா மீன்ஸ் அகெயின், பீஷணா ஆல்சோ மீன்ஸ் சி பைரவா, பீஷணா மீன் தி சேம், ஷீ ஹூ இஸ் அ ஃப்ரைட்டனிங் அப்பியரன்ஸ், சேம் மீனிங். பட் ஷீ ஹூ இஸ் அ ஃப்ரைட்டனிங் அப்பியரன்ஸ் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் ஹர், பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் த மூமெண்ட் ஆஃப் ஹர் டங், ஷீ ஹூ இஸ் அ ஃப்ரைட்டனிங் அப்பியரன்ஸ் மூவிங் ஹர் டங். லலனம் means moving. Jihvayaha lalanaya, lalana, lalanaya, lalana. See, lalana also means woman, but here lalana means moving. So jihva lalana bhishana, she who is of frightening appearance due to her movement of the tongue, a tongue movement. Okay. Let me see what is written here in English. Her flesh had withered. She appeared as a skeleton of bones, very fierce. Her brandished her tongue as a sword, which caused great fear. No, that's not chumma. Okay. Let us see the correct meaning here. Then, nimagna raktanayana. Nimagna. ஆரக்த நயனா. ஓகே, நிமக்ன ஆரக்த நயனம் மீன்ஸ் ஐஸ். ஷீ ஹூஸ் ஐஸ் ஆர் டீப் ரெட் இன் கலர், ஷீ ஹூஸ் ஐஸ் ஆர் டீப் ரெட் இன் கலர். ஐ ட்ரை டு சீ கே ஆர் விஜயாஸ் ஐஸ் இன் பராசக்தி, சம் தேவி படம். ஷீ ஹூ இஸ் ஆஃப் டீப் ரெட் ஐஸ். See, if you want to know her real picture, I had to make you see some Tamil movies. Then you will have an idea. Or Kannada movies also. Okay, she who is of deep red eyes. Maybe some Hindi movies also available, but I don't know. Okay. Nimagna Araktanayana. Then Nada Purita Dingmukha. நாதாபூரித திங்முகா, நாத ஆபூரித திங்முகா, திக்முகா, நாத ஆபூரித திக்முகா. காளி நாதாபூரித திக்முகா, திக்முகா, திங்முகா. யஸ்யாஹா முகஸ்ய நாதேன திஷஹா பூரிதாஹ. யஸ்யாஹா முகஸ்ய நாதஹ திஷஹா பூரிதாஹ சா நாத ஆபூரிதாஹ. ஆபூரிதாஹ பூரிதாஹ மீன்ஸ் ஆபூரிதாஹ. யஸ்யாஹா முகஸ்ய நாதேன திஷா ஆபூரிதாக சா நாதாபூரித திங்முகா. ஷி ஹூஸ் நாய்ஸ், ஷி whose noise filled all the directions, or all the directions are filled by whose noise. She, from whose mouth the noise filled all directions. She is called Nada Purita Dingmukha. முகத்தில் எழுகின்ற ஒலியினால் அனைத்து திக்குகளையும் நிரப்பியவள். நாதாபூரித திங்முகா, தென் காளி, she who is known as காளி, the embodiment of time factor. Then a தேவி Vinishkranta, Drutam Vinishkranta. Drutam means suddenly. Vinishkranta, she manifested. Vinishkranta means she just came out. The Devi came out. Drutam Vinishkranta, suddenly she appeared. She came out. Vinishkranta means she came out. She came out, she manifested. This Devi came out. The meaning of three verses. Okay. Tasyaha bhrukuti kutilat lalata palakat karala. So her own, from her own wide, see that Devi who is of this appearance came out of her own forehead. See, from her own wide, make a note now. Lalata palakat, from her own wide forehead, Devi of this description came out. So when Devi scowled her eyebrows, then because of the scowling of her eyebrows, from the wide forehead and very frightening faced, and endowed with all these, the Devi of this description just came out at once. Got it? From her own forehead, Devi appeared, came out. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.